Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with a look at health and medical news. A drink from the fountain of youth. It's been a quest of many for centuries to find a way to stop disease and extend life. Well, researchers at Albert Einstein College of Medicine of Yeshiva University may have unlocked some secrets. They may have found the body's fountain of aging, the brain region known as the hypothalamus. They say this area of the brain in mice controls aging, and their discovery of a specific age-related signaling pathway could lead to new strategies for fighting diseases of old age and extending lifespan. They say what's exciting is that it's possible, at least in mice, to alter signaling to slow down the aging process and increase longevity. This was published in the journal Nature. Now, Alzheimer's disease is considered a disease of aging, and Mayo Clinic researchers have found that elderly patients who receive anesthesia are no more likely to develop long-term dementia or Alzheimer's disease than other seniors. Here's Dr. David Warner.
The overall results of this study are good news, that there's, again, lots of things to be concerned about, but it doesn't look like you have to be concerned that just having a surgical procedure will necessarily put you at risk for developing dementia or Alzheimer's disease later in your life.
The findings are published in the journal Mayo Clinic Proceedings. And here's some more about anesthesia. Spinal or epidural anesthesia improves outcomes in patients having hip or knee replacements. That's according to a new study by researchers at Hospital for Special Surgery. The study shows this type of regional anesthesia reduced morbidity, mortality, length of hospital stay, and costs when compared with general anesthesia. Study authors say their research suggests that the type of anesthesia used may have important impacts on all kinds of medical and economic outcomes in orthopedic surgery. The study authors say regional anesthesia should be considered for these surgeries. And in other news, some information about what some college kids are doing to cram for exams. A growing number are abusing the ADHD drug Adderall to get an academic edge, and they're tweeting about it. Thanks to Twitter, which tracks tweets, they were able to publish the data in the Journal of Medical Internet Research. The researchers found two major things. Adderall is mentioned most heavily among students in the Northeast and South regions of the U.S. Tweets peak during final exam periods. They hope the study renews interest in promoting the safe and legal use of Adderall and other substances on college campuses, and they want to promote student well-being and study habits to better manage the academic demands and pressures of college. And that's a look at health and medical news. I'm Vivian Williams.